ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದಿರಯೇತ್. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತೀರ್ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 1 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 18 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 26. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್. ಪ್ರತಿರುದ್ಧೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಮನೋಬುದ್ಧಿಂ ಉಪಾರತಂ ಸ್ಥಾನತ್ರಯಾತ್ ಪರಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಭೂತಂ ಅವಿಕ್ರಿಯಂ. ಪ್ರತಿರುದ್ಧೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಮನೋಬುದ್ಧಿಂ ಉಪಾರತಂ ಸ್ಥಾನತ್ರಯಾತ್ ಪರಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಭೂತಂ ಅವಿಕ್ರಿಯಂ. ಪ್ರತಿರುದ್ಧೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಮನೋಬುದ್ಧಿಂ ಉಪಾರತಂ ಸ್ಥಾನತ್ರಯಾತ್ ಪರಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಭೂತಂ ಅವಿಕ್ರಿಯಂ. ಲೇಡೀಸ್, ಮಾತಾಜೀಸ್, ಪ್ರತಿರುದ್ಧ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ರೈನ್ಡ್ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಗನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಏರ್ ಆಫ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಿರೇಷನ್ ಮನಃ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಬುದ್ಧಿಂ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆನ್ಸ್ ಉಪಾರತಂ ಇನ್ಆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಸ್ಥಾನ ಪ್ಲೇಸಸ್ ತ್ರಯಾತ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಪರಂ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಂ ಅಚೀವ್ಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಭೂತಂ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೇಟಿವ್ಲಿ ಈಕ್ವಲ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ಅವಿಕ್ರಿಯಂ ಅನ್ಎಫೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Translation: the muni's sense organs, breath, mind and intelligence were all restrained from material activities and he was situated in a trance apart from the three, wakefulness, dream and unconsciousness. Having achieved a transcendental position, qualitatively equal with the Supreme Absolute. Purport: it appears that the Muni, in whose hermitage the king entered, was in yogic trance. The transcendental position is attained by three processes, namely the process of jnana, or theoretical knowledge of transcendence, the process of yoga, or factual realization of trance by manipulation of the physiological and psychological functions of the body, and the most approved process of bhakti yoga, or the engagement of senses in the devotional service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita also, we have the information of the gradual development of perception from matter to a living entity. Our material mind and body develop from the living entity, the soul. And being influenced by the three qualities of matter, we forget our real identity. The jnana process theoretically speculates about the reality of the soul. But bhakti yoga factually engages the spirit soul in activities. The perception of matter is transcended to still subtler states of the senses. The senses are transcended to the subtler mind and then to breathing activities and gradually to intelligence. Beyond the intelligence, the living soul is realized by the mechanical activities of the yoga system or practice of meditation, restraining the senses, regulating the breathing system and applying intelligence to rise to the transcendental position. This trance stops all material activities of the body. The king saw the muni in that position. He also saw the muni as follows. Omagyanatimadanthasya jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmayi shri gurave namaha Shri chaitanya mano bhishtam stapitam yena bhutale Swayam rupakada makiyam datati swapadantikam Nama om vishnu padaya krishna preshtaya bhutale Shrimate bhakti vedanta swaminiti namane Namaste sarasvate deve gauravani pracharine Nirvisesha shunyavadi paschatya deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadachara Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare We are reading about Parikshit being cursed by a Brahmana boy. And this is a story of how Parikshit went out hunting. The previous shloka, once upon a time, Maharaja Parikshit, while engaged in hunting in the forest with bow and arrows, became extremely fatigued, hungry and thirsty while following the stags. While searching for a reservoir of water, he entered the hermitage of the well-known Shaunaka Rishi and saw the sage sitting silently with closed eyes. The Lord's plans are such that we never know what's going to happen next. Here we are seeing how Shaunaka Rishi, Samika Rishi, a very great sage, completely self-controlled, is in a trance. This is described in the Bhagavad Gita in the 6th chapter, that he is completely absorbed beyond the bodily platform, beyond the mental platform, beyond the intellectual platform. You know, he's absorbed in the spiritual platform. Trance means he does not know what's going on in the external world. He's not conscious of anything. He's totally absorbed in his meditation. And he's there in the forest, in his hermitage. These are very nice places that such people select so that they can be completely alone with themselves. And they can meditate on the Lord, and in this way they can achieve perfection. So Samika Rishi was in his hermitage like that. And amazingly, another great devotee, Parikshit Maharaj, who has seen the Lord whom Shaunaka Rishi is meditating upon. He has seen the Lord in his womb. And he is coming to meet with Samika Rishi, incidentally, in the forest. Why? He has come to hunt. Somebody will ask, why is he hunting? As a Kshatriya, to remain fit for battle, they are allowed to once in a while go and hunt. When there is no battle to be fought, they have to keep the Kshatriya spirit, heroism, chivalry, courage, and all these things in their good level. So they go alone into the forest, and they are alone chasing animals and, you know, getting a sport fit for a Kshatriya. We discussed this yesterday in the youth program, how that sport, which is real life sport, has degenerated to some games where two sides are hitting one ball, fighting with each other for one ball, kicking the small ball around, and a whole stadium of people, wonderful, you kick the ball into the goal. Actually, it is so silly in terms of real life games that are being played. The Kshatriya Parikshit Maharaj is not playing football, kicking one thing and getting, you know, thrills out of it. As soon as they kick the ball into the small post, they go, you know, I don't know what to say. Everybody jumps high into the air and all that. Anybody who does not know what's going on, they ask, what's going on? What did he do? If somebody from the previous times came here now, like Parikshit Maharaj also came to just to see, what is the guy doing? What's he doing? He just kicked some funny, airy ball into the net and everybody is jumping for what? They can't understand the meaning of these games. So George Bernard Shaw was a little intelligent. He said 22 fools playing and 22,000 fools watching. Cricket, he described. So because it's in one sense meaningless, but this is real life. He is accepting that I'll go into the forest. I may meet a rhinoceros, I may meet a tiger, lion, stag, anything, and hunt and keep myself in good form. Bravery, courage. So he is going in that spirit. And Samika Rishi is in a different spirit. He is absorbed in trance. And Parikshit Maharaj becomes extremely tired and fatigued in the forest. He is looking for water to drink, no reservoir of water anywhere. He is, you know, very tired, thirsty. So he comes to this sage. Everybody will know the king is Parikshit, emperor of the whole world. Who does not know him? But as fortune would have it, or as, you know, plan of the Lord would have it, Samika Rishi was in deep trance. And Parikshit Maharaj came there and stood. He didn't get up. He didn't even open his eyes. He didn't even see the guest. The guest of honor is the emperor of the whole world. Come to your hermitage. But it doesn't matter if a person is absorbed in trance. Maybe it doesn't matter even if Indra comes, Brahma comes. Right? So, Parikshit, in his fatigue, he didn't like Samika Rishi, not respecting properly, not following the proper culture. A Kshatriya, a king, emperor comes to your place, you don't even get up and say, please come, sit down, give me a mat, give some water to drink, some sweet words. You didn't do anything. So he just gets very frustrated with his bow and arrow. With his bow, he took out a dead snake that was there in the corner and put it on his neck. That's what you deserve for not giving proper reception. In these days, if we do that, everybody will have a dead python around his neck. Everywhere we go, They are not least bothered about reception or anything. Mostly you see, beware of dog. Don't come inside here. Huge mansions. Nobody wants you to come. If you want to come, have appointment. You have to take appointment. Actually, if you take appointment and come, he is not a guest. Guest means who comes to your house and you should attend to him. But this is modern times. You have to take appointment and then you may be asked not to come. For all you know. So of course, these are these days. So Samika Rishi, he did not know what was happening. He was in a trance. And Parikshit did not know that Samika Rishi was in a trance. So in his feeling, he did that and he left. The story goes that the insult rendered to his father didn't take it very seriously, didn't speak about it. Being a sage, he took everything as the arrangement of the Lord. So it's very amazing that in this chapter you will see how come such a great devotee like Parikshit will do such a thing. And how come such a great sage like Samika Rishi will not welcome Parikshit, be in a trance. All this is the arrangement of the Lord. See, Parikshit Maharaj was protected in his birth. He will now be protected in his death also. And that pastime is unfolding. It was Vishnu Ratha, one who is protected by Vishnu. That same Vishnu is now influencing Parikshit to put a dead snake around Samika Rishi. Whereas why will he do that? Why will he do that? So Parikshit also went back and was wondering why he did that. Samika Rishi saw the snake and threw it away. Somebody didn't bother. But his son, Sringi, he came to know about it. He became very angry. How dare the king do this to my father? My father is such a powerful personality, such a great sage. How dare the emperor do such a thing? These people are always like this. The Kshatriyas don't know how to treat the Brahmanas. If the Kshatriyas disrespect the Brahmanas, what happens to them? What will happen to society? Something else he thought in his young boy, small boy. But basically he was very concerned and worried and angry at the fact that his father was insulted. So he cursed Parikshit. Very powerful Brahmana boy. He cursed Parikshit. It is mentioned that is the fall of the Brahminical class. It started from there onwards. Kali entered and he cursed, and Parikshit came to know about it. Although he was a little pensive, wondering why these things are happening. Why did I do this sort of a thing? Being pensive, he also heard about this again. Then he thought, something is happening which is out of my control. I am doing something like putting a snake around. What will people think of me in the whole kingdom? The emperor put a dead snake around a rishi. What will they think about me? Everybody knows about it. And now another thing comes, that person's son has cursed me. So he, being very intelligent, he thought, this is some arrangement of providence. I shall simply follow it. 7 days you will be dead, bitten by a snake. That was the curse. He could go meet Samika Rishi. He could take his whole army, show his strength. And he can do many things as an emperor. He didn't do all those things. He didn't do any of those things. He thoughtfully, intelligently said, okay, I'll renounce everything. I have only 7 days. Instantly, he gave up everything. Went to the bank of the Ganges, just with a little cloth, tied his head up, gave his kiridam, that thing, everything off. his whole position off and went to the bank of the Ganges, and the whole universe knew about it. Parikshit has renounced his kingdom. He has been cursed by a Brahmana boy. News flew like nothing everywhere. Everybody came to know about it. And all great personalities came to see him because he was a very great person. Very powerful personality. Devotee. Everybody knows. So on the bank of the Ganges, a great confluence of fantastic personalities took place. And there appeared Shukadeva Goswami. And he inquired from Shukadeva Goswami, why all these things are happening? What should a person do when he is in this situation? 7 days I have been cursed to die, what should I do? So these were initiated in this pastime of Parikshit taking part. Nimitta matram bhavasavya sachin. Sometimes unknown to us, we are forced to become instruments. And we wonder, why should Parikshit do such a thing? Normally he will not do it. But because Parikshit did this, Bhagavatam was spoken. Because Parikshit disrespected Samika Rishi, and because his son cursed, therefore Parikshit left to the bank of the Ganges to die. And there Shukadeva Goswami was sent, and he heard the whole Bhagavatam, and he passed away. Even in his death, Krishna was fully involved. He orchestrated the whole passing away of Parikshit. And while he passed away, he gave the Bhagavatam. Krishne swadhamo pagate dharmajnanadibhi sah kalau nashtatrishamesha puranarko adinoditah. That the Bhagavatam rose as brilliant as the sun on the disappearance of Parikshit, even before that. So the Bhagavatam was spoken, and this leela of getting cursed all has got to do with the Bhagavatam. That's why it's described in the Bhagavatam very nicely. It's described about an activity which Parikshit did, which is completely non-devotee activity. But how Parikshit took it, how he sailed with it in such a way. See, this does not mean that we should wait to become instruments of the Lord. When will I get a chance to put a snake around somebody's neck? When will I become an instrument? When will I be able to, you know, get enlightenment? Enlightenment now does not mean that you have to go around looking for a dead snake, that you'll get plenty all over the place. I mean, if you put a dead snake around anybody's neck, you're not going to get any enlightenment. Times are different. We are supposed to not enact a pastime or try to be enacting a pastime of that type. We can be involved in the pastime of the Lord simply if you dance and chant in front of the Lord. You will take part in the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So at this point of time, we are expected to following the instructions of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, that read the Srimad Bhagavatam that has been produced by this activity, by this wonderful pastime, and enjoy the sweet pastimes of the Lord and his interactions with the devotees. Bhagavatam is so wonderful, so deep, full of meaning, full of realizations, full of nectar. Anybody who gets to taste that even once will never leave it. They'll never leave it. If you become addicted to Bhagavatam, that is the best type of situation. It's so wonderful to read the purports and the beautiful stories, and how the Lord has planned so many things in human society. So Parikshit's putting a dead snake around the Samika Rishi's neck is something unnatural. And the Sringi boy cursing is also very unnatural. And so, we should understand, when things unnatural are done by great personalities, something amazing is being performed. They are not ordinary activities. unnatural things, a great personality does, you should never find fault. Teji yasham na doshaya. The powerful people, when they do some apparently wrong, you should not find fault. Like nobody finds fault with Parikshit for putting a dead snake around. Because his activity that produced the Srimad Bhagavatam is so glorious that that is just an instrument. And this thing happening is so evident. So when great personalities, great devotees of the Lord, they apparently do something wrong, you must not think wrong. You must think that there is something deeper involved in that. And so in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a shloka that says, if you see Nityananda Prabhu coming out of the place where they drink, bar type of place, you must understand he has gone there for giving mercy to some of them. Yes or no? But ordinary persons will think, ah, he's here. Must also have done the same thing I always desire to do. This is materialistic vision. But Nityananda Prabhu, you see him coming out of the bar, the brothel or anywhere, you know he has gone there to give mercy. Why? Such a powerful personality. But materialistic mind can think in many ways. And the opposite is also true. Sometimes so-called great people in this world, even if they are morally, ethically great, can do many things that are wrong and pass away as morally and ethically great persons. We were just discussing that sometimes they will say, all these are Brahman activities. Sarvam kalvidam Brahman. You do some nonsense and you explain it off as Brahman. But you don't do that, because you are not yet on the Brahman platform. In this way, Prabhupada called them rascals. Comparing Parikshit Maharaj's activity with any common activity of any person, including the Mayavadis and Brahmavadis, is wrong. Very rarely do these activities occur. They are not to be generalized, they are not to be made common. That is number one. Number two is the reaction of Parikshit. A devotee's reaction is very well thought out and inspired by Krishna. Nobody expected that Parikshit will just give in like that. As a Kshatriya, he chose, these are decisions making at the right time in life. We have to make decisions in life and Krishna comes in front and poses these things to us. This way or this way? Which way you want to go? Parikshit, very deeply inspired by Krishna, made the correct decision. Normally, what would people do in that situation? Cursed by a Brahmana boy and you are emperor of the whole universe. What would you do? Who is that fellow? Small, some Brahmana fellow. Some boy. Who is he in front of me? Just a fig. A mosquito. He'll send some people and finish that fellow. Let's see what will happen. Kshatriya will do that. But Parikshit Maharaj took it very differently. Because he saw the hand of the Lord. No, this is something else. You see. Great personalities make these decisions in life. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada was a nice householder, having 5 children, working very hard, roaring, wonderful business, everything going on nicely. Zum! He got a dream from his guru saying, stop doing this, take sannyas. Very disturbing it was. Prabhupada said that it was very disturbing to me. I'm a family man, I have children, wife, business, and I'm being asked to leave everything and make a completely different direction. Prabhupada was very disturbed. In fact, he got different advice from some of his elder godbrothers also. No, 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 don't leave your house, be with your wife. Like that. Something like that. But Prabhupada, he made a decision. seeing many things that are happening, he made a decision, it's the right time to leave. It's Krishna's words. Left. Took sannyas. And then benefited the whole world. What to speak of family with 5 people. He gave Krishna consciousness to the whole world. Hundreds and thousands and millions of people practicing the chanting of the holy name. Because he took that decision. What great benefit. So sometimes when opportunities come, we should take the right decision. An opportunity comes like halwa in front of you. No. Karna could not take that opportunity. In history you will see, many people could, many people could not. Karna was approached by Krishna. His mother Kunti came to him. Actually she came to him saying, don't release the Nagapastha against my sons. That time she revealed to him, actually you are my son. Then he was grief stricken. He was given a chance. Subtle chance. They are all my brothers, the Pandavas. And my mother is coming and told me this. Who will not forget it, Duryodhana and all that, get lost. I found my mother, I found my brothers. I go happily. He didn't make that decision. He made actually a stupid decision. Krishna went to him and said, you are Pandava. Come to this side and fight. I'll offer you everything that you want. I give you due respect because you're one of the Pandavas. He didn't listen to Krishna. He said, no, I am loyal to Duryodhana. He has made me king. I go by that principle, moral, ethical. We must always keep up. Sari poya. You know, where to exercise moral ethical codes and where to grab the opportunity which is coming as a mercy of Krishna. These are all, you require intelligence. You need to be inspired by Guru and Krishna. Otherwise you make the wrong decision. So he made the wrong decision and he died very badly on the battlefield. Krishna himself said, shoot him for making the wrong decision. Kill him. And Arjuna killed him, he is lifting the chariot. Now is the time to kill him. He is fit for dying like this only. And he was killed. You take the wrong decision, you will completely lose. That is why it requires proper intelligence, guidance, training to be on the right side in life. Parikshit Maharaj, nobody was with him. But he knows. This is Krishna telling me, I'm going. I left everything and went. In our life, we get many such opportunities for performing devotional service. It will come like a ripe mango hanging in front of you. And we look at that and make decisions. Should I not eat the mango? Nobody makes decisions like this. If halwa comes, they eat it. Mahaprasad halwa, should I eat? Should I not eat? To eat or not eat is the question. Make a Shakespearean dialogue out of it. To be or not to be. And then lose the opportunity to eat. And honor prasadam. So, opportunities for devotional service come. It is arranged by Krishna. Just as much as it was arranged by Parikshit and he recognized it. We must recognize it and grab it and run. That's all life is about. We are waiting for that only. All your so-called horrible, sorrowful situations in this world will end. Grab it. Parikshit grabbed it. This is the time to renounce. Enough of this managerial headache. All this stuff, Krishna is giving me an opportunity. He left. And he was very, very deeply inquisitive to find out why these things are happening. What should I do? Why this curse? Within 7 days, what should I do to become perfect? He was very inquisitive, very intelligent. And Krishna sent him Shukadev Goswami. And Shukadev Goswami, they both were wonderful, ripe person for asking questions, ripe person for giving answers. Shukamukhat amrita dravasamyutam pibata bhagavadam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhuvi bhavuka. And Parikshit, I just kept on asking questions. 7 days, 7 nights, he didn't eat or drink water. Can you hear how he heard Bhagavatam? So inquisitive he was. It seems the devas came and gave him kumbha full of amrita. I said, don't worry. You drink this amrita, you'll never die. What snake bite and all, doesn't matter. He said, I don't want this. I want to hear about Krishna. I don't want your amrita. He rejected even that. Amazing decisions he took. They gave him, said, you don't want this? Don't worry about death, we'll protect you. I don't want your protection. I don't want your amrita also. Right? You guys are yourselves shivering every time Hiranyakashipu's Hiranyaksha comes. Who saved you? Vishnu. I am hearing about him. That is enough for me. He rejected everything and simply heard Shukadeva Goswami. Attentively drank the whole thing. Got what he wanted by Krishna's mercy. Successful. Making the right decision at every point of your time. Even while you was hearing the Bhagavatam, you was tempted by Amrita. Even when you are performing your sadhana, chanting Hare Krishna, having absolute Krishna, Maya will still come to you and say, no, it's not actually very nice what you're doing. People will talk about you. You are ethically wrong. You cannot do this in society. You have to mix with society and do everything that they do. See, because of that you are having these problems. But devotees, they rely on Krishna and make decisions. Because they are attracted to Krishna, they are attracted to the association of devotees. They taste the holy name. It's some other taste that they have, which deep inside tells them, no, no, go around, it's nice. Somewhere deep inside they are having for the first time a taste which they've never had before. It's not like any of the material tastes they've had. On the level of the body, on the level of the mind, on the level of the intelligence, this is beyond. And they know it is the right thing I should be doing. They know that. And they simply go by the inspiration given by Krishna in the heart and by the devotees. Krishna arranges this. If a devotee is interested and is tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param, like Parikshit Maharaj did, was completely absorbed. And Shukadeva Goswami was very happy with Parikshit. Wow, what questions he's asking. Exactly the thing that I am so happy to answer. One by one he asked questions, everywhere intricate questions. And the more and more he spoke, everybody was hearing. What amazing questions, what amazing answers. Actually the whole Bhagavatam is a FAQ. It's actually question answer session. People always want to know, and that's why everybody in the question answer, people like question answer sessions better than the one way somebody is speaking. Because stop it. I mean, question answered, then only you should speak. But normally you cannot stop it. So when a question answer session goes on, Q&A goes on, then everybody is listening. Because this is the question I wanted to ask, but I did not know how to phrase it. This is the matter I want to know long back. Now I forgot he's asking that. So the whole Bhagavatam is full of question answers. Great, best questions ever asked, best answers ever given. If you go through it, you'll know everything you need to know about life. How to be successful in life. So Parikshit, by his submission to the will of the Lord, which is so subtle because of his purity and his recognition of Krishna's desire, he became instrumental in giving Bhagavatam to the whole world. He and Shukadeva Goswami together. So we must read that Bhagavatam. That is a Shukamukhat Amrita Drava Samit. It's a prasadam coming from great devotees like Parikshit and Shukadeva Goswami. It's ripened fruit. Nigamakalpattaror Galitam Phalam. Extracted from the whole Vedic literature. Nobody else can extract it for you. Only God can do this. By his plan he has done this. And Shukadeva Goswami has taken out Parikshit Maharaj questioning, taken out the best from the whole Vedic literature, giving it the sweetest essence, distilled essence, You don't have to worry about the rest of it. If you simply Pibitha Bhagavatam Rasamalayam, if you simply drink it, and so easy, made very easy, if you simply hear it and chant the holy name, that's all you need to do in life. You'll get everything you need to get. All your needs will be satisfied deeply inside. So we should make a resolution to read Bhagavatam Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Every day, read Bhagavatam and absorb ourselves in these questions of life. What is life about? What am I supposed to do? I will be dying. Not that you should think, 7 days notice he got. Okay, I've got a lot of time. You never know. For you, there'll be no notice. For you and me, there is no necessity for notice. One who gets notice is very fortunate. Sometimes devotees come and tell that I have got this disease, and the doctor has told, within 6 months I'll be gone. Within 1 year I'll be gone. I tell them, very good. Even Parikshit got notice like that. You must be a very chosen person. That Lord is sending you notice before only. Remember me, I'm coming in the form of death. Remember me. Very good. But we don't know sometimes. If you don't remember the Lord, you're walking around on the road, thinking about your grandmother or thinking somebody. Boom! You're gone. Some accident. You'll have to be born again. But you prepare yourself for death. You know you're going to die in 7 days. You see, that is very important. So we don't, people who have some sense know they don't have to be told that they are going to die. Some intelligence, they have read some Bhagavad Gita, they know it's coming for me. Whenever they go and see somebody dying, they know this is going to happen to me. When Prabhupada was very sick, old his body was, they were lifting him, taking him to the toilet, come cleaning him, and he was weak, only bones in this thing. He saw his disciples attending to him, and he looked at them and said, "Don't think this will not happen to you."
Told him.
He just understood what they are thinking. This is for Prabhupada. I am fit and fine. As he is cleaning, you are cleaning me, doing everything very closely, he said, "Don't think this will not happen to you. This will happen to you also. Be ready. It happens to everybody. Birth, death, old age, disease. But the amazing nature of Maya is, you think it will not happen to me alone. Minus me, it happens to everybody around me. Seshas thavaram ichanti kim aascharyam ataparam. We go very nicely to places, condolence. I go bring a big rose garland, put it on the person. And then they walk out. They go straight, drink chai, coffee, see the TV. Nothing, completely unaffected. They don't know this will happen to them. They just don't know. They didn't register it at all. I went to condolence. What did you learn from the condolence? Nothing. Just did my regular visit. Ritualistically, mechanically, I go give a garland and I come back. You have to reflect. Then you watch the, sometimes the other people go to the funeral also. They watch the body burning. And there are absolutely no emotions among them. They don't know what is happening, actually. So strong Maya is. It's completely, at that moment it completely makes you dead. Father is burning here. Afterwards, after that, they suddenly realize, Father, not there. That is the first step. Materially, he is feeling the absence. But what Bhagavatam is saying is that they're not bothered about those type of problems you'll have. But this is going to happen to you. You'll also burn one day. Burn? Me? Yes. It's going to happen to you. Your body will be burnt. Deha basmi bhutasya punaragamam kutaha. The opposite philosophy given by Charvaka Muni, Ridam Kritva Kritam Pibet Yavat Jivet Sukham Jivet, Deha Basmi Bhutasya, body will become ashes very soon. It's correct. Enjoy before it becomes ashes. This is another default thinking. Deha Basmi Bhutasya, this body is nothing. It'll come, it'll go. So many times you've been ashes. But you, if you remember Krishna, it will never happen to you. It will never happen to you. See, that is why Parikshit is told by Shukadeva Goswami, you ask me these questions, stupid to worry about death. You see, give up this stupid idea, which is not at all intelligent, that I am going to die. Give up that idea. Only people who are unintelligent think like that, I am going to die. Right? And simply meditate on the Supreme Lord. He did that, Parikshit. And it is mentioned he conquered death. He came into a trance in Krishna consciousness. Same trance Samikarishi, even beyond that, in a devotional trance. Completely absorbed in Krishna and hearing all the pastimes for 7 days. Before passing away, day and night from Shukadeva Goswami, totally absorbed in that, he didn't even know when he died. It's meant the Bhagavatam says he didn't even know when Rakshaka bit him when he died. In fact, he passed away before he died. This can happen to you. You can die before you die. Means you are dead materially. No material consciousness. Then what's the use of Takshaka coming and biting you? Jai Jagannath Baladev Shvadramayiki. What's the use of Takshaka coming and biting you? That is for the external world. You bite, but he is already absorbed in the Lord. The Lord has already taken him and gone. See, in this way he conquered death. By thinking of Krishna, by chanting the holy name, one can surpass death. One can go beyond death. That's a great facility available. So therefore you must constantly chant the holy name, constantly hear about Krishna. Don't allow yourself to be diverted here and there. Time is very precious. Don't waste it. Always be chanting the holy name, engaged in Krishna's service and reading Bhagavatam and discussing. Om Tat Sat. Srila Prabhupada Ki.